Okay, we're up to Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Aleph. Before we carry on, I just saw Moedig Asif Sechaim, if you don't mind, if I can share with you, Moedig Asif Sechaim of Chaim Friedlander. It's such an eye-opener for the Megillah. We all know the question, Purim. The name is Purim. But, in reality, the question, of course, is that Purim is plural. And it was really one crucial girl which was taken. So why is it called Purim? Good question. Purim, the plural form. Although it could be the Adech Apshat, you could explain like the Malbim and other Mefarshim, there was one for the month and one for the day, but that's right. Yeah, there's a Shtikal Mashmos in the post, maybe there was two taken, but maybe, yeah. That's right, yeah. Chaim Friedlander says, I think it's such a beautiful point, which is so deep and so deep. I really enjoyed seeing it, and I would like to share it with you. Chaim Friedlander in Sif Sechaim says, basically he says the following. He says, a person can always see coincidences in a person's life. You can always see a coincidence. It's a coincidence. And that, of course, is the opposite of the way Yid should approach coincidence, or the way Yid should approach life. We never look at coincidence as just a coincidence, of course. Mikre is that's what Haman, Amalek, that represents. To see a coincidence, something just, we of course understand there's no such thing as coincidence. It's always a string of events leading to something much bigger. So there's always a string of events. We don't look at something as a single event. We look at something in the broader picture. There's a Baruch Shalom behind it. It wants to get to a certain, this is leading us to something. This is leading us somewhere. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of something. Pur, the Lashon Pur, would be misleading to us, says Reb Chaim Friedlander, because it would show that yes, there was one event, and there's something, the Pur of it that fell was, just something happened, that was punk the salvation, that was punk something. He said that would be very misleading, because don't look at it that way. We always look at it in a much broader and much wider picture. Purim, there's many, many things leading towards a broader picture. There's many, many things leading to a greater picture. And therefore, by definition, the name of the Yom Tov has to be, we're looking at it, the whole events from the Megillah was 12 years, took many years. Because it's all leading towards the full understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, how the Ribbono Shel Olam acts, and the recognition of that. I think it's a very beautiful vault. And that's why it has to be Purim in the plural form. I think it's a very beautiful vault. Chaim Friedlander, Sif Sechaim. Okay. Right. We are up to Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Aleph, Seif Hey, the bottom of the page. Still talking about actual Megillah, but we are going to be shortly talking about other shailas. Amongst other points that we're going to be discussing tonight, Emet Hashem, is what if Sabal Koyre is unsure, he's not so confident about the lining of the Megillah, he'd like to add a pencil in the Megillah, the Nekudas. Are you allowed to do that? Nekudas. Good question. And another question we'll be addressing as well, Emet Hashem, is what about the top? Balkan needs a bit of, he wants a bit of assistance, a bit of support at the top. Nobody's going to see it anyway. he wants to add a bit of science to him to make the reading with the top of the Megillah be easier. Is he allowed to do that? Adding top with pencil in the Megillah. Thirdly, another question which we'll be addressing tonight, Emet Hashem, is what if a person wants to have this most, he wants to outdo any other Megillahs, and he wants to have a beautiful crown. Whenever HaMelech, the word HaMelech in the Megillah, he wants to add a beautiful crown in the most beautiful fashion to have added onto the Megillah. Or maybe even further than that, is it okay to have some pictures? Say if you've got some spares in the bottom of, space in the bottom of the cloth of the Megillah. Can you add some pictures there? Can you add some nice, beautiful pictures? Would that be okay or not? These, amongst other shayos, we'll be discussing shortly, Emet Hashem. Siv, hey, im tofra bechute pishtan psula. So the halacha is that there is halacha is not only with regards to the writing on top of the cloth, but also the, may I call it the binding, the connecting of the cloth needs to be done with certain threads. And the Shulchan Aruch teaches us over here that if you did it with chute pishtan, if it's done out of flax, that's not acceptable, and the whole Megillah becomes posel. So all the klaf was a kosher klaf, the ksiv was a kosher ksiva, everything was kosher besides the fact that you used chutei pishtan flax threads that would pass the entire Megillah. Say vav. Im hitil, bo shloshe chutei gidin ksheira. Three threads makes it kosher. Ubilvat shemisholoshos. Now there is a halacha that the way you thread, the way you put the thread into the Megillah, it needs to be mesholosh. Mesholosh means triple. But what does that mean exactly? And that, in actual fact, is a machloek as a shoyim Shulchan Aruch says. It needs to be mesholosh. So mipnei sheyesh bapirushim shanim. Since there's various understandings amongst the Rishonim, what does Meshulash mean? The Machloek is Rishonim. So, tzorich, shelot zeyesi de kulam. The way we put the thread into the cloth, we are trying to be it's all the opinions. Ve'yase, how do you do this triple thread? How do you do it? Ve'yase, sholosh tfiras b'roisha. First of all, we need to do three threads in the top of the cloth. Sholosh b'sofa, three in the bottom. Sholosh b'emtzaisa, three in the mid cloth. Three threads in the middle of the cloth. V'tfir achas b'chelik aravi mitzad zeh. V'tfir achas b'chelik aravi mitzad acher. So besides the fact that you've got, if I may just show it over here, you're going to have three over here, top, three bottom, three in the middle. Besides that, you also need to have in quarters. So you fold this in half. And then you fold that again, this, and again in a half. Yeah. So you need now, besides that, you need to have one. That's quarters. You need one on the top quarter. Same, you're going to be the bottom quarter. So three, three, three. And then by the first quarter and by the last quarter. These are the places that for us, that's how we yotze all the opinions. So all together, that's three plus three plus three. Pashtas is nine plus top quarter and bottom quarter altogether? 11. Right. So that's what the halach is according to the Shulchan Aruch. You need to have all those. V'mein lo gidin yoisa, says the Shulchan Aruch, it says the Rama, if you haven't got more, mutar litfoy hanisha b'chute pishtam l'anicha b'loy tefira. If you haven't got enough to do all this with the appropriate threads, then you can use flax for that. Better the flax than nothing. Although flax by itself would be possible, we learned. But just to add to all that, to get to all that, to all those, all opinions, that you'd be able to do, use flax thread. Continues the Rama, Avalim yesh legid init for kula begidin, v'atfirot yeh mebechutz v'loim b'fnim. If you have, yeah, then he says the following, that mebechutz, then the tfiras need to be mebechutz v'loim b'fnim, meaning that you need to start mebechutz from the outside, as a person from the inside. That's the way you start. Are you good with sawing anybody? You know how to, inside and outside? Yeah, you're good? Okay,
when
he
says that
initially
the rest can be
so which one? It's a good question, because the emphasis is we are trying to fulfill all the opinions. It's not evident from the Shulchan Aruch if any of those shittas are more ma'akev than the others. Which one are more important? I'm not sure which shittas you'd go with. Yeah. Siv Zayin. Tzorich laniach shir b'roish ha'iriyah u'v'soifo k'shetoifrom yachad. U'v'mashu sag. You need to leave a little bit of shir, a little bit of space b'roish ha'iriyah on top of the iriyah. On top of the cloth, with soifa on the bottom, kshetoifom yachad. When you connect them together, when you put them together, you need to leave a little space on the top, a little space in the bottom. Okay. Sivches. Sivches, we need to remember that the most sforim in the times, in previous generations, they were made out of? That's right. They didn't have sforim as we have nowadays. So it would have made sense that many of the sforim that they had were actually made out of cloth, and they were, of course, written, handwritten. So the Shulchan Aruch addressed the following shaila. What happens if you have got a Megillah which is written in a sefer, if I may call it a sefer, which has got the rest of the ksuvim in it as well? Not just an independent Megillah like we have got nowadays, but you've got all the other Megillahs in that sefer as well. Can you use that or not? Can you use that or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch Zivches. Ein koirim betzibu. If you're reading, lining for the public, you're not allowed to read, but Megillah aksuvah ben aksuvim. You're not allowed to read, use a Megillah, which was written between the ksuvim. Vim kara, and if you did read, lo yotza, you're not yotza. You're not yotza. If it's the Megillah between the other ksuvim, you're not allowed to use it. Elohim Kane, unless Hoysa Yisera al Shari Yiris a Chaseira Kadesh al Heker. If there is a very substantial Heker, there is in between a very substantial area before and after, then it would be okay. So if you could actually, so the answer is yes, you could actually use it, but make sure that it's not just connected, there is a big space in between, then you'd be able to use it. But if that's all with regards to Kiyah B'Tzibur, but if it's a person reading individually, he can read it, although there's no space. Even if there's no space at all, it can be the mitzvah, unless it's written in a Gillian form, like a Sefer Torah. So let's just address this and understand first of all, why is it that it is such a problem? I mean, think about it. Why is it really a problem that if it's done, you've got the Megillah, before that you've got other Megillahs, after you've got other Megillahs, why is it a problem? Why can't it be Yotze with the Megillah, which is written between other Ksuvim? Why? Looks like you're reading a Sefer. It's not like fulfilling the mitzvah. Good, very good. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkotn Chav Gimel Bein Aksuvim Hatam Doleyav Pirsum Anissa. That's right. That's Muchach. Since there's a difference between Ikir B'Tzibur and B'Yochid, so must be it's a Pirsum Anissa word. And that's like what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's not Pirsum Anis. Why is that? The Mechzik Koyre B'Mikra. It appears if he's just reading a Megillah between other Megillahs, it appears as if he's just reading. He's learning Torah, he's learning Nevim, he's learning Ksuvim, rather, he's learning Ksuvim. That's where he appears. So therefore, you need to ensure that this is an independent unit of a Megillah. Independent Megillah. That's the only, otherwise, it's Mechzik Koyre B'Mikro. Mishumachi B'Yachid, therefore, if it's a Yachid, Kosher the B'Lavochi Leke Pesume. If it's a Yachid, therefore, there's no problem. Because there's no Pesumanesa anyway. Pesumanesa is only if it's B'Tzibur. Lishma, no, so there is a problem. We learned, a good question, I didn't address it. We learned in Seif Aleph, I believe it was, that the machloik is whether Ibud need Lishma or not. And the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah is machmir. The Shulchan Aruch says two opinions. The Shulchan Aruch takes for granted, and I should have mentioned that the Ksiva needs to be Lishma. This machloik is about the Ibud, but certainly the Ksiva needs to be Lishma. Yeah, it does. Yeah. I don't think everybody had it. I don't know. This was before the times people had Sforim. So if people learned, they learned it. That's the way they learned it. Yes, it was often. It was often. Yeah. I don't think it always was, but it often was. Yeah. What happened to them historically? I don't know. I don't know. And to add to that, it's definitely true, but besides that, to add to that, it wasn't, people couldn't afford having Sforim, it was just one shul, maybe just about having one, maybe. It wasn't very common, it was, yeah. I suppose, how long do you expect these kinds of Sforim to last? How long can they last? I mean, you know, after a couple of hundred years. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. And Sif Tess leads us to the following Shaila. Megillah Shehi Nekuda. You've got a Megillah, which has got vowels, which has got Nekudas in it. Megillah Shehi Nekuda. V'chein. And similarly, Im Kosav Bo Bedaf Arishin Brochois V'Piyutim. And you've got a Megillah that has the Brochas in it. The Brochas, no less. The Brochas that you make before the Kiyas HaMegillah. And piyutim, special tefillahs that you say on Purim, the piyutim, and on ifseles pekach, the Megillah will not be invalidated by that. Said the Shulchan Aruch again, Megillah shein nekuda, Megillah which has got vowels. V'chein, similarly, im kosav b'daf arishon, on the first page you wrote brachos, it's brachos, with piyutim and it's piyutim, and on ifseles pekach, it doesn't become posel. So what does that teach us? You can have nekudas. We're learning over here clearly. black and white. Well, not the Ratchila. How are you seeing this in the Shulchan Aruch? Right. So there is a mashmos in the Shulchan Aruch, not the Ratchila. Ein on ifseles pekach. It doesn't become possible, but the Ratchila shouldn't do that. But it certainly doesn't become possible. And I want to emphasize as well. But yeah, we'll get Sifkot Chofei. We'll get to that in a second. Give it us 1 second. But I just want to emphasize, he's not even talking about pencil. What is he talking about? He would be talking about absolutely joy if you're writing with ink. It is not mechanic at all. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chofei, Sheina Kud Vileke Misha Idealikos Betamim Balpe. Imagine somebody doesn't know the top. Yeah, so he doesn't know the top well. Motel Lichtoiv Gamatamim Megillah. You're allowed to write the Tam in the Megillah, the top in the Megillah, for Levoy Cholik make a bracha. So if you've got the vowels in the Nekudah, you've got the top in the Megillah, it doesn't become possible. It doesn't become possible. The Loigoram in Nekud is no worse than Nekud. Mikol Mokim says the Mishnah Berurah, important point, what the Chiddush element of that is, Mikol Mokim, he may not Tam in the Megillah, if there is no top in the Megillah, Mutalikos Beloy Tam. Remember, we learned that if you don't know the top, it doesn't matter, you can be Yoitze, you can be Yoitze beautifully, the Kiyas HaMegillah, we sing it without the right top, without the right tune. You can still fulfill the mitzvah. So you'd have thought maybe that it's maybe worse to add them. But no, Mishnah Berurah says that, Mikol Mokim, he may not Tam in Megillah, Mutalikos Beloy Tam, Kmo Shkosav Sim Kuf Mem Beis. So we're learning over here, if you're adding something onto the Megillah, it doesn't become possible. So here we're learning. Let's address that. So we learn now, if you put Nekudas in it, it's fine. If top, it's fine as well. So let's think now about pictures. What about pictures? What if you add, let's start with Amalek. What if you really want a fancy Megillah and you only really want to put the crowns on the Hamelech? No good? Why? Why is it different than in the Kudas? You see, that doesn't help. It doesn't help. Does everybody agree to that? What do you think, Abayi Sai? Good Svara? Yeah, crowns don't help. I'm not referring to that. Yeah. Should be no worse than Putim, right? The Maisa, the Poskim say, it's fine. It's fine. So you're saying, yeah. Let's be clear though. I must emphasize, of course, that all these things, of course, in a Sefer Torah, would be validating the Sefer Torah. Megillah, since it's an Igaras, well, you know, the halachas are more lenient. But with regards to Piyutim, it's not something which is, why would the Piyutim, why if the Piyutim are not a psul, the Piyutim are not enhancing at all the Kiyasam, I mean, it has nothing to do with the Kiyasam Megillah, it's completely external element, and it doesn't pass to the Megillah. The Poskim are matir, they say, but yeah, but they don't recommend it.
Yeah. Say Baruch Mordechai and Arahama, etc. So it's actually Mekayim, the same thing that the Brachas be Mekayim, because your Mechuyim said Brachas, and Mechuyim to say Baruch Mordechai Arahama.
You're right in a way, but as far as the Megillah is concerned, the Kiyas HaMegillah is concerned, it's still an external, it's true as far as our mitzvahs.
It's certainly not worse than Pirush. And you could interrupt the Kriya for a Pirush. So
that's with regards to the Kiyas HaMegillah. This is the actual kashas of the Megillah. The kashas of the Megillah it doesn't make it, why should that a crown enhance the kashas of the Megillah?
The crown is worse than the Piyutim.
Right, are you saying that why is the Piyutim enhancing the Ksivas HaMegillah?
I'm suggesting it would be possible because they are shy to what's going on. They're
less shy to what's going on.
Less
shaykhs. Right. It's no less.
Anything. They really are just marks on the
stuff. Right. The Maisa, the Poskim, they compare and they say that just as much as the Piyutim, the Brachas, are not psul but the Evet for the Megillah, similarly any additional pictures wouldn't pass the Megillah. And they go that far and they address, what if you make pictures on the bottom of the page? You want to make a picture of Haman? You want to make a picture of whoever, whatever? You want to make a picture? It doesn't pass the Megillah, unless, of course, you can make a nice picture. But there could be one thing passing the Megillah, which is, when is the Megillah become possible? If you have a nice picture, it's not going to become possible, but if, what? Absolutely. Absolutely correct. Once you write one word of explanation, one word, then you're going to pass the Megillah. Because a word, well, it's maybe exaggerated one word. But once you've got a sentence, which is a meaningful sentence, the person is going to say that will be jeopardized with the cash of the Megillah, but the Evid as well. You're referring to Chaseyas Niseyas. Inyan Shalom. An Inyan Shalom could be a psul. Like we learned, missing part of the right moment. Inyan Shalom. Correct. That's how the post can take it. Right. So if there's a text that will jeopardize the cash of the Megillah. It is. You're right. It is. Yeah. The Ma'amah says that the way he says Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot Gotten Chavav. Yeah, okay, I suppose that's self-understood. But he says, L'chatchila, lo yichtuv b'yekosei haba. Of course, L'chatchila, you shouldn't do that. But if you look on the side, it brings from Rabbi Yashiv in number 24. The bottom two lines, and I saw it elsewhere as well. Das agir shel Yashiv, shem megillim tziurim enen efselet b'dyevet. If you've got pictured Megillah, it doesn't become possible. Once you have got writings under the letters, a Megillah psula become possible. That's like Rabbi Yashiv. Yeah. It just reminds me, you know, the Ksuvas. Ksuva by the Chasn Kala Ksuva. So you can get the standard Ksuvas, but then some people like to enhance, I don't know which mitzvah is exactly, which hidu it is exactly, but they make their own beautiful Ksuvas. Have you ever seen? Beautiful. And then it's written by, if you've got the financial means to do that, you get a sofer to write. And I remember once, there was the most beautiful, it was a very fancy Chasna. Beautiful chuppah. And there was this stark sofa which was written by a very, very prominent sofa. And not only that, but they made on the signs colorful with most beautiful. It was mamash beautiful. And by the tznoim, everything was, you know, the ksuva, mamash beautiful. I don't know how much the ksuva itself cost. They didn't think about one thing. They didn't think about it was checked for kashas and everything was mamash with all the hidurim. What happened was that on the way, it rained. It rained. And it got wet on the way to, was it to the Snoim or to the Chuppah? It got wet and everything got, and it got completely, it got only a bit wet, but a bit wet is already, the letters got already soaked. You couldn't use it. So they had to rush. It was just by the Chasna, they had to rush and quickly try to sort out the photocopy, a photocopy ksuva, which was actually the one used for the Chasna, for the Chuppah. So sometimes it's not worth making all these fancy. But the Ma'aseh with regards to the Megillah, it doesn't pass it unless there's a text. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, unless, of course, some parts need to be written in, but the Nusach. Okay.